From the newsroom, I'm Lou Weber with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. California reached a grim milestone this week, becoming the first state to record more than 5 million known coronavirus infections. California Department of Public Health was poised for a surge in cases given the number of family gatherings forced indoors by a series of winter storms this week. The first coronavirus case in California confirmed back on January 25th of 2020. It took 292 days to get to 1 million infections in November of that year, then 44 days to then top the 2 million mark. In Sonoma County, officials there say it is not mandatory, but they are now urging all local employers to require their employees to either get a COVID-19 shot or booster or get tested twice a week for the virus. The county also advising employers to require unvaccinated and unboosted employees to wear FDA-cleared surgical masks or a respirator when they're doing indoor work. Snow continues to leave behind a big trail of problems in the North State and Sierra Nevada. Big problems remaining on the roadways. A lot of roads still closed in some areas. In Siskiyou County, Caltrans says that State Route 3 is under full closure now because of winter weather between the Trinity-Siskiyou County line and just south of Callahan. A little headway being noted by Caltrans, though, on Interstate 80. It was back open in both directions for passenger vehicles and commercial vehicles. Up next, it's Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. State Route 299 reopened Tuesday night to two-way traffic from east of Blue Lake to Willow Creek. It's an active construction zone with many trees and downed lines alongside the highway. Contractors, Caltrans crews, PG&E, and other utilities have been working nonstop to get the highway back open. Starting today, there will be sections of one-way traffic control as crews continue to restore power lines and do tree work in that vicinity. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.